Security forces in Guatemala blocking a bridge. Those on the receiving end of the tear gas and pepper spray are migrants, many of them from Venezuela. This incident took place over the Motagua River, a natural border between Guatemala and Honduras.
These people tried to enter the country, but their progress was halted, and we're verifying whether they can prove they comply with the requirements to enter the country.
These images highlight just some of the challenges Venezuelan migrants face as they continue to flee crisis conditions in their home country. In an effort to reduce record migration numbers, a recent change in U.S. policy enables U.S. authorities to expel illegal Venezuelan refugees to Mexico, but allows some still in Venezuela to fly direct to the U.S. for a period of 2 years, as long as they secure a sponsor. But these migrants in the Mexican state of Chiapas are not among the lucky ones. Despite the challenges ahead, they continued earlier this week to push north.
We just want to reach our destination. These people here will not stop until they reach their goal to achieve a dream that all of us who are walking want to attain. If we need to walk all day and night until we reach the end, we will do it.
We ask Joe Biden to give us an opportunity because we deserve it.
Venezuelans now account for roughly half of all migrants traveling through Latin America. And more than 7 million are estimated to be living as migrants and refugees. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.